Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Taste of Premiere. Today we're going to talk about PowerShell version 5. That's Cinco. Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Today I have PFE Ashley McGlone with me. Ashley, say hello.
Hello.
Ashley,
hello, world. Yeah.
Ashley is actually another PowerShell expert. So we did some shows with Stephen Matthews, who did a great job. And Ashley, actually, you emailed me and said that you wanted to come on and talk about PowerShell version 5. And so, you know, of course, we're glad to have you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Lex. I appreciate it. I really enjoy what you've been doing on Channel 9 with the Taste of Premiere. I've been watching some Jessica Payne's videos and the PowerShell videos you did and different ones, and it's been a great addition to the Premiere community, so thanks for doing these.
Yeah, man, anytime. Listen, I love doing the shows, and certainly, you know, they're a lot of fun for me, and Jessica especially. Jessica was friggin' awesome. Can I say friggin' on a... on a podcast? I guess I friggin' can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you got for us today?
Well, I wanted to tell you about some new training content that we have around Premiere, because I was watching Steven's videos on the PowerShell demos that he was doing, and I thought, you know, it'd be a great time to segue and tell our customers about what we have available for Premiere training. And we have a lot of workshop content out there and video on demand workshop that's paid as part of the Premiere agreement, and free video training for anyone out on Microsoft Virtual Academy. We've got a number of titles out there that we've created and put together over the last several years that is a great place for people to start when they want to learn PowerShell.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 6 months ago, I knew nothing about PowerShell. And I've really kind of gotten into it. I've bought some books. I've, you know, listened to Steven's Taste of Premiere shows. I've gone out and I've actually even written a script that we demoed in the last one where we can look up 80 users. It's pretty straightforward stuff. It's nothing very complicated. But the point is that it's not a very difficult scripting language to learn. And it's incredibly powerful. And certainly everything that we do from now on is going to be accessible via PowerShell or PowerShell commandlets.
Yeah, and we used to say that it's a new thing and it's the future. But we said that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And PowerShell's been around, believe it or not, for 10 years now.
Yep.
10 years. And so it's no longer the new thing. Where the people that I'm seeing come through our workshops are no longer the early adopters. Those people are long gone, and now it's the people who have no other choice, but they have to learn it to do their job.
Yeah.
And I've been an instructor for decades, literally, and I've really enjoyed teaching PowerShell the last 5 years. It's just been fantastic. I had a course here in town locally with a customer recently, and a student came in, and this was for our Part 2 advanced workshop. And he had this massive script that he had been working on. And I told them in advance, hey, bring your scripts to class and we'll work through them. Your real world scripts as part of our training, we can look at your own code and optimize it. And by the end of that class, his script was 90% smaller and 90% faster.
Yeah.
It was an amazing performance improvement. And teaching our customers like that is just really gratifying for me to see that they can get immediate value out of the content that we have to offer.
Yeah, so I've so let me back up just a little bit. My customer is NASA, the space agency.
Oh, wow.
And so we've done a couple of PowerShell Part 1 classes. In fact, we've got another PowerShell Part 1 workshop scheduled for later on this year. And those are awesome. Sometimes it's tough for a customer to get everybody in one place. And so we've also gone out, Stephen and I actually went out and wrote a little, you know, PowerShell chalk talk where we've got 6 labs, a couple of slide decks. We talk about just some basic PowerShell stuff. And then what we do at the end of the day is we have them bring their scripts in and or maybe not even scripts, right? Sometimes it's just a task. What task do you want to perform? And then we'll help them write the script. And so that's awesome. But we have a lot of content out there. There's a lot of pre-recorded stuff, like you mentioned. There are the official workshops. I know that we have some Premiere webcasts as well.
Right.
What else do we have?
So I like to start people out at Microsoft Virtual Academy. If they're not a Premiere customer yet, or if they're a Premiere customer just looking to supplement or some quick hits on some content for free, they can go out to Microsoft Virtual Academy. And we out there, we've got it's the PowerShell Jumpstart on version 3. Now, version 3 was out several years ago, but all that content still applies. Really, it's a great place to start. And the benefit there is you actually get to watch Jeffrey Snover himself, the father of PowerShell, get to teach you PowerShell along with PowerShell MVP Jason Helmick. And they did actually 2 days of training. The next one was advanced tools and scripting as part two of that. So you've got 2 free days to jump in there. And then they also did some desired state configuration training early last year, about a year ago. And that was prior to the final release of PowerShell 5. So it's still kind of in the early phases, but it's a great place to get started with desired state configuration. And there's some really good content there that I think our viewers will enjoy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. So Virtual Academy, for people that aren't familiar with Virtual Academy, can you kind of give us a tour?
Sure. So MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, put the word PowerShell in the search box at the top, and you'll find a number of great videos, some that I've already mentioned, the PowerShell version 3 Jumpstart, the tools and scripting in PowerShell version 3 Jumpstart. There's a desired state configuration, beginner and advanced, 2 days on that as well. And then this new V5 title. About a year and a half ago, I also myself put out there a Active Directory PowerShell full day of eight lessons of PowerShell training for free on how to do scripting with Active Directory. We go everything from basics to forensics, you name it. We go all the way through. So it was a lot of fun. And it's all free for our Premiere customers and everybody else out there that would just like to get a quick fix on PowerShell training. So I put together a link list for our viewers today. If you go to Taste of Premiere PowerShell, T-O-P-P-S, at our aka.ms short link, T-O-P-P-S, you'll find this blog post that has a list of the popular Microsoft Virtual Academy offerings and our PowerShell Workshop Library on Demand offerings unique to Premiere customers. So here at the blog post, you'll see we've got Microsoft Virtual Academy and direct links to a number of those workshop titles that I mentioned earlier for getting started with V3 and advanced tools and scripting, this What's New in V5. Hopefully by the time you're watching this, that will be released and that link will be live as well. Desired state configuration is a hot topic these days. We've got some content out there on Microsoft Virtual Academy. So that's all free for the public, but really what I'd like to take some time on, since this is Taste of Premiere, right? Let's talk about our Premiere Workshop Library on Demand. Lex, do you have any customers taking advantage of this offering?
I do. Yeah, it's awesome stuff.
Yeah, so I've been privileged to participate in probably 5 different workshop library recordings on our PowerShell titles. And so in our PowerShell titles here, we have currently we're offering 4 different titles, and the shortest one is 11 hours. And you think, oh my goodness, I don't have 11 hours in my schedule. But really, it's a full workshop, minus the labs, essentially. So you're getting the instructor presentation from not one but 2 instructors, so good real-world content that you've come to know and love from Premiere Field Engineers. And we give you that content here in 4 flavors. We've got our traditional Part 1 IT Professional PowerShell Workshop, and this was on V4, which is all still good content. We've just now released V5. That's all still good for you. And then Part 2 is one of my favorites to teach because we go into things like advanced functions and regular expressions, debugging and error handling, and those topics are lots of fun. And, you know, I find myself, I have the benefit of teaching this, and so now when I sit down to write a script, all this stuff is top of mind for me. It just makes it go so much faster, and I'd love to share that with you in these videos. But you'll see this one that's highlighted here is our What's New in PowerShell version 5, PowerShell Workshop Plus, Windows PowerShell V5 features. This one is live right now. We just released it last month. And this is myself and another PFE, Jeff Dykstra, out of the West Coast here in the U.S. And we spend 11 hours with you going through all the new features in PowerShell version 5. And there are some handy things there, too, like something as simple, for example, as having Commandlet now to work with zipped files. So I can zip a file, I can unzip a file. I can decrypt and encrypt files. There's lots of handy new commandlets as well as full-blown features around security like advanced auditing and transcription. You can set with group policy now. You can set a transcript to run on every server. You know, this whole question of I've got all these servers in the enterprise and somebody could be running a script on any one of those today and I don't know what they did. Now that can all show up in the event logs and in transcription automatically. And that's just a sample of some of the things that we cover in this part, I guess to be the workshop for what's new in V5. And then last year we released the desired state configuration title. This is a really hot topic these days in PowerShell. And you can watch myself and Ben Wilkinson, who's a PFE out of New York. We actually spent some time in the field, as we do. That's our title, right? We're field engineers, and so we went out and did some DSC in the field with customers and then came back and recorded these videos to teach you how to do desired state configuration at your company. And a lot of customers have really been helped with this as they begin their proof of concepts and getting started with DSC. So those are the titles that we have on the Workshop Library on Demand, and that is a add-on to your Premier contract. And once you get that added to your contract, you can go out to our services website where you have the RAS information. There's also a My Education tab there, and you can just drill into the category for Windows Server, and you'll find the PowerShell titles there.
Wow. So are these the same workshops that customers can have delivered on site?
They are. You know, we have a number of delivery modes for our workshops. We've got the on-site workshops that we've traditionally done for years. And over the last 3 or 4 years, we've really done a lot more remote delivery of workshops over Skype with hosted labs in the cloud. And a lot of customers are really excited about those because they might have a team that's distributed across multiple states and they can't get them all in one office. So it works out well for them. And then we also have these videos, which are essentially the same thing that you would get in our on-site workshop, except you do not have the lab machines to work with. So you'll get all the presentations, the demos, the slides. You just don't get the labs portion of that. Now, I don't have any announcements today, Lex, but I can tell you that this is a big focus area for us internally, and you're going to see some improvements in our workshop library on demand. I don't have anything that I can announce publicly yet, but that offering is going to continue to get better, addressing some of the points that we're not able to give you today. We're going to give you a much better experience, including labs potentially, coming up in the next calendar year, I'd like to think. I don't have an official release timeline from anybody on that, but stay tuned. And you're going to see some new improvements coming out with some of our most popular workshops in that catalog as well. And I should mention that there are literally hundreds of workshops in Premier Workshop Library on Demand. All the titles that we do on site, you can get streaming on demand as well.
Wow, that's cool stuff, man. I like this. That's especially interesting that it's kind of the same stuff that you can get delivered locally. I have some customers that like that. They like having, you know, an instructor come in. They like the hard copy. They like the interaction one-on-one. But my guess is that the interaction piece is still there because you're doing it via Skype.
Yeah, so if we're doing the remote workshop deliveries, then we have the interaction with Skype, and it's you've got access to an instructor to answer questions as you go through the labs and questions as you go through the content. And I always tell my students, I know most of our trainers do, here's my email address. feel free to send me a question, and I'll get questions later that I can email with them after the class happened as well. You know, one other thing I want to make sure we mention real quick is our new Premier Webcast PowerShell Ramp-Up Series. And this is something new that we've done. We have a number of very shorter duration Premier Webcasts. And these focus on any number of topics in the world of PowerShell. And you can see some listed here on the screen. And this is a brand new, I think this is the first time we've done this, the first time I've heard it anyway. And where we're doing a special series. There's more than 16 webcasts in this series, and they're each about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And in a three-month window, you'll get, for one special price, you'll get access to all of these PowerShell-related topics. There's a whole series on getting started with PowerShell, and then all of these domain-specific topics like security and SharePoint, System Center, all these other special topics that you can basically get. It's an all-you-can-eat plan. You can watch, there's more than 16. I counted them the other day. I think it was almost two dozen different webcasts in this series that we're offering. And I don't have any additional details on that, but if you reach out to your TAM, they can get you some more information. And that's a three-month window, all-you-can-eat, of just PowerShell ramp-up.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yep. So as far as offerings from Microsoft then for video training for PowerShell, we have a lot to offer. So we've got the Microsoft Virtual Academy, which is free for everyone. We've got the Workshop Library on Demand, which is an addition to your contract. And then you can go stream not one, but two premier instructors giving you real-world experience on video streaming. And then we also have this PowerShell Ramp-Up Series. And once again, that URL, if you want to get to those things, is aka.ms/tops. That's Taste of Premier PowerShell. And you'll see yours truly. I'm in most of those videos, and I'd be glad to teach a PowerShell that way. It makes it easier for me to teach thousands of people once it's on video. So,
yeah, that's cool stuff, man. Are you, I don't know who the instructor is for my upcoming PowerShell delivery, but... could be you, could be Bill Grauer.
Yeah, could be, I know Bill.
Yeah, could be one of a few guys. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward to it. This just makes things even better.
Oh, yeah. We've got so many ways for customers to get the training they need from experts. And, customers do have a lot of options for training these days. There's our traditional training partners in the industry with well-known names of training companies they can go on site to. And then there's a number of online video training options. But the thing that I find that most customers, the reason they choose Premier is because they know that they're going to get training from an engineer who's been in the field working with the technology, whether it's PowerShell or SharePoint or Exchange, you name it. They're going to get seasoned field experience, and that's what our customers really value when they come to us for their training.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on and doing a show with us.
I appreciate the opportunity, Lex. Like I said, when I saw Steven doing those PowerShell videos, I thought this would be a great segue to tell our customers about all the video training options that they have when they can get the training they need in a time that fits their schedule. You know, if they just take a month of lunches and watch some of our videos, they'll be much farther than they were when they started.
Yep, absolutely. I think it's awesome that we make those sessions available to customers, especially, you know, we're living in a world now where, you know, it's not really as feasible as it once was to get, you know, 50 people that work in different sites across your company to a single classroom
right.
to do... you know, an on-site workshop. It becomes harder and harder as time goes by, actually. We're so virtualized now that this just makes perfect sense.
Yep, and we're catching up with the times, and now you've got, like we discussed, you can do the video or you can do the live remote training. You can do the on-site. I'd love to see you in a class soon with PowerShell.
Yeah, absolutely. This is cool stuff. All right, guys, well, that's it for this week. So without further ado, that's your Taste of Premiere.